Did you know that we're getting a Dragon Ball game in 2025? We are. And today, Dotto and I are going to try to predict characters we are going to get in that game and some characters we hope we see.
Nano, you said predictions. Mine is not predictions, bro.
Oh.
I mean, I guess a few of them are, but these are more characters I want to see.
Yeah. Okay, so I told Dotto, you know, come to the pod prepared with characters that you want to see. But then I wanted, as a collective, us try to predict the additional roster that I imagine it will have when it launches.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna say right off the bat, I would say maybe... I'm just saying three out of five of my characters, I think, are predictions. Two of them, I don't know if they would happen.
Okay.
Can I change it? I'm going to say two of them will happen. One of them is going to happen a little bit. And then after that, maybe not so much.
Okay. So obviously the game that we're talking about, what's up, by the way, welcome to Key Moments. That's Dotto Doya. I'm Nanogenix, and we join here together on a weekly basis to discuss things like, I don't know, maybe at some point in this podcast we talk about games we're looking forward to for the rest of 2025. Dotto, that might be a fun time. But right now we're talking about Dragon Ball Project Multi, Dragon Ball Gekshin Squadra, an actual Dragon Ball game releasing in 2025. And no, it's not just a mobile game, it's not mobile slop or any of that. Now this is starting to sound like an ad, so I was gonna say, bro,
why are you fighting the good fight right now?
Listen,
how
man,
much are they paying you?
Sometimes that streamer in you where you just have people coming in and bombarding you with stuff, like you feel like you have to get a little overly defensive. But I really like this game. This is one of those games I've really wanted. I do think it has I don't think you agree with me on this, but I think it has like a slight identity crisis, because I think it needed just like a smidge more depth. Like just a smidge. Like I would have preferred, like, if you guys haven't played this yet, it's a 10 minute sort of experience. It's League of Legends. And then when I say it's League of Legends, you're like, well, really, it's more like a Pokemon Unite. I'm like, dog, it's a MOBA. Like, when I say League, guess what? You pictured the exact game. Like, you pictured it. You pictured it. But it's a way more cinematic, prettier League. But anyways, I wish it had been like a 15 to 20 minute match game versus the like 8 to 10 that it is, or 5 if you get really steamrolled. Anyways, it's a new game coming out in 2025 on consoles, PCs, and mobile. So this is our 2025 game. This is this year's Sparking Zero, but unironically, this is like, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse with Sparking. I think Sparking Zero is actually still a blast to play, but I will end up putting infinitely more hours into this than I did Sparking Zero and play this for a much longer time than I did Sparking
Zero. Just by the nature of what it is.
Yes.
I mean,
it's just easier to dive in and grind this game out and put hours into this game over like a Sparking anyway. So. Sorry.
Go ahead. I will agree with you, though. Like, I do think the game needs to be a little more deep. Like, a little more depth would have been fine, especially since it has, like, I will always say this, bro. Like, it has the flash not necessarily being, like, a long cooldown and instead just being, like, the multi-jump around. I think they got rid of Krillin's multiple jump arounds. But it could lead to such big outplay moments where I feel like we don't have that now. Even I was kind of missing Great Ape in the last beta. I don't know about you.
Yeah,
but just like a strong
that area, they moved a lot of this sort of main map interactions like Jocko and Rebrand to that middle section, and it felt really empty because that was definitely built and designed to house a Great Ape. So that felt weird for sure. So since the last time we spoke about this, Dotto, they actually announced the mini Goku from Daima for it. And since the last time we did talk about this, I brought up a comment that was like, I would like to play as a character from this century. And I just want to say, I'm not sure when that person, you can let me know, by the way, you know who you are. When you commented that, did you mean a mini Goku that only transforms into Super Saiyan? Or did you mean like a bit of a more of a meathead, you know, Dragon Ball Super thing, like say Super Saiyan Blue, Super Saiyan God, a fusion, you know, maybe from a movie or Broly? Or even if you did mean Diamond, maybe you meant SSJ3 or SSJ4. This is like, this game, to me, I don't know why this turned into this. I'll stop after this because I really do want to get the prediction. I want to be more in the positive light. this game to me, though, with these current characters, I'm just like, who are we appealing to? The roster is very unique, and I can applaud. I think it's neat. I actually think that's pretty cool. Like Baby Young Body, like that's a very unique character in a Dragon Ball game. But like, who are we appealing to with this? Like, don't we want people to download and play this game? So like, where are our heavy hitters that get you into the game? Like Super Saiyan Goku and Super Saiyan Vegeta are like the bare minimum in 2025. Like, am I crazy? Is that a crazy take, Dotto? Like,
I do. I'm not gonna lie, Nano. I think you're in this, bro. Like, you're in the must have a super character. You need it to happen, bro. Like, I could give or take it. I do think, you know, it could use a big, you know, calling card character. Baby Young Body, I think, is cool, but nobody. You can't put that in an advertisement. I don't know. They got Goku and Vegeta in there. They're Super Saiyan. I think a lot of people like that. So, you know, maybe that's what they're hoping will be the big advertising pitch. Just Goku and Vegeta.
So
but if they're relying on Daima to do anything, I mean, that's crazy. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a cool inclusion, but I mean, let's be real. Let's be real for 1 second, bro. Let's be real. It ain't a sales movement.
It's not. No, it's so interesting because I feel like a lot of the newer fans of Dragon Ball, again, like we had this whole discussion, this whole realization is that like a 10-year-old that watched Super growing up is now a 20-year-old, right? Like that's insane. Like that's crazy. Like that's baffling, you know? So anyways, I mean, even you, Dotto, you were probably a teenager watching Super?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when Super first came out, it was like, what?
It's 10 years ago.
Years old?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, like, Super's been around a long time. I feel like what I've seen is a lot of Super heads, those guys that grew up, like, on Super, and, like, that was their main entry point into the series, like, they do not give a fuck about Daima. They don't care about Daima because guess what? It happened before the series that they got introduced to. So they're like, why would I care about this? And they're the guys online that are like, yeah, I mean, Super Saiyan 4 looks cool, but Super Saiyan, like Goku and DBS, like washes that character. You know, it's like, he doesn't even need to go God. Like he just,
I don't know about that, bro. I mean, maybe.
Super
Saiyan 4 is still cool to people.
But the power level stuff is insane. Like DBS's scale is so stupid. Like DBS's scale is so dumb. Like it is the most baffling. Like these numbers that you can picture in your head, add like 10 more zeros to them. That's how crazy these like power levels in Super are. Anyways, so yeah, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like if you were gonna do Daima, like the inclusion of Daima here should have been Adult Super Saiyan 4 or mini, like no game wants to do mini Super Saiyan 4, Dotto. It's really strange. We were filming this.
I feel like mini is going to be one of those characters that I think just gets like dodged for games. I am kind of worried about that, low key.
Mini, is this a hot take? Was mini like kind of cooler than the adult version?
No, to me, definitely not. But it was cool seeing it. Like I would have. Before the adult version showed up, I thought we were only going to get the mini. And it was still cool, but like the adult is cooler. I'm not going to lie to you.
Design wise, the adult is cooler, but like what Goku did in the episodes, I mean, that Kamehameha he does at the end is really cool. But like mini Forku was like doing some awesome shit. And
I like
18.
The monkeying around, you know, like when he's like crawling up and down the attacks, like that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He didn't go as monkey when he was, when he was an adult.
So I guess before we get into the predictions, in case you guys haven't been keeping up with this game, so they actually released a network test hero pick rating, which I thought was interesting. Currently in the game, there are 16 characters. I've talked a lot here. You wanna get us with all 16 here just to get everyone on board?
What the fuck? What are the 16 characters?
Wait, are you not looking at my screen?
Oh anymore? No, I'm tapped in. My bad. You wanted me to tap this in?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought you were testing me. I was memory. Like, what?
Like,
I was like, no, I definitely
like
cannot rename all 16.
Like, name them up. Name me every Legends character right now.
I probably could have done that, bro. I probably could have done it, dude. Let's not talk about that because you know those websites where it's like, you know, Pokemon quiz, League quiz, and you have to remember stuff. Yeah. I'm pretty damn good at the League one. I could remember a good majority of those. We should do that as a bonus one time.
I was about to say one time when you're out here, we might pull up a League quiz. You know, we might just have to do that.
I do like that they, so I'm going to read them off in order because this is the network test hero like pick rate. So I think this is kind of cool because it shows you which characters are big. Number one is Super Saiyan Goku. Not crazy. Two being Baby Young Body is kind of
insane. It's just
though.
How strong that character was, I think. I don't think it has anything to do with him.
He's kind of buff. Super Saiyan Trunks Teen at third. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that a strength thing? I think that might just be like Trunks is cool
thing. I think that might be a Trunks is cool thing. But hang on. Let me just interrupt you a bit. Because the win rating of him,
oh,
I
you
believe,
got a win rating. Yeah, where's Trunks?
Whoa.
Damn, 12th place for Trunks. He is not winning shit.
Yeah, he had a pretty low win rate. The thing is, I think he's kind of got like a high ceiling cap because he's like got the sort of a killing blow type mechanic.
He's like, an assassin. He's a little higher skilled. Yeah. And I don't even think he's as good as an assassin as some of the other characters. Like 18 is kind of crazy. But if you go back, this is like one of those League of Legends win rate moments. You never want to see this. Baby's number two on pick rate and number four on win rate. You never want to see that. That is way, like, that is him being very strong. If he's getting picked that often and his win rate is not only above 50%, but 54%, that is crazy. Most people are just picking this character up and winning.
Baby felt so drastically stronger than every other character. Like, every other character to me. I don't know.
I wouldn't disagree. I think he's actually, and he was harder. Like, I feel like he's not a like pick up and just instantly, you know, do pretty decent with. Like,
he definitely had some. There was some learning curve to him a little bit, dude. Your boy Krillin felt insane. Your boy Krillin was not.
Krillin's broke. He's number two on the network test win rate.
He's a support character, but basically a support side character.
So much damage, bro. He's clear as insane. Anyway, it's kind of crazy we're doing a podcast about this, considering I know nobody gives a fuck about this other than us. We're like, this is a crazy topic, but I'm interested in this stuff. So back to the network test pick after Trunks is fourth place, Android 18, who that's also a travesty. Her win rate's insane, so she's also too strong. Fifth, Vegeta. Sixth, Caulifla. Those are just popularity picks, I think. Krillin, strength pick. Number eight is Cooler. Then we got Oob. Interesting. 10th is Bojack. 11th, Zamasu. 12th, Deborah. 13th, Gohan Kid. 14th, Frieza. 15th, Piccolo. 16th, Majin Buu. Let me just say, why do games keep putting Fat Buu in things? I know he's like an iconic character, but people do not want to play as this guy ever. Like, he's always the most niche pick in any video game of all time. Why do we put him in and not Super Buu or Kid Buu?
I don't really understand that either, because yeah, I don't particularly like playing as Boo either. I liked his healing.
But that being
ability.
Said, can we check the win rating again? I just want to see where. I feel like Frieza for that pick rate has to be. He's not even that high up. Okay.
Boo.
Majin Buu also with the lowest win rate. Oh my god.
I just don't feel
atrocious.
Like, I mean, I will say in this most recent network test, like all the new characters, which again, look over here. You've got Cooler. Caulifla, Baby, and Deborah in third, fourth, and fifth place on win rate. These characters felt so much stronger than the other characters. Like, they felt like really, really strong. Of course, Bojack over here. I think Bojack had kind of a high curve though, too. I think he wasn't just necessarily like a point and shoot. Like, there was definitely some actual like placement to his kit that probably caused some issues for people. I'll tell you another character I just did not fuck with at all in this. That was Kid Gohan. Frieza was weird too. I didn't like Kid Gohan really.
He's an OG though.
Yeah, I didn't like. If I'm gonna play that technical role, I'm just using Krillin. Krillin is an infinitely better Gohan to me, and everything. Like, Gohan
yeah,
has
I mean,
cool
well,
moves,
Krillin does Gohan. Like just box out anybody in the. I don't even know who the technical category is because Krillin is that good.
So. My guess. Well,
also, Frieza. It was Frieza, Gohan, and Krillin, and Frieza sucked ass.
My guess is this game is going to launch with probably 20 characters. Right, there's 16 here that we got to play as. There's the one additional, which is the mini Daima Goku, who can go Super Saiyan, which is, you know, it's cool. So that puts us at 17. I imagine we're going to get an even 20 for the launch of this game. Right now in the App Store, it is saying pending launch for like October 20th. So we are like within a month or two of this game, probably. Almost certainly releasing. I think they're definitely going to try to hit 2025. There used to be rumors. I don't know. Maybe it's just from watching YouTubers growing up and stuff. But I say growing up as if I wasn't like a 20-year-old man watching these YouTubers. But still, we're always growing. Anyways, saying like Bandai had to make a game every year to keep their thing, which we know is not true because they didn't release a game in 2023. But I do wonder if there is still some level of stipulation. They have to release so many games like in so many years. So I do wonder if this almost has to come out this year. Of course, this game feels complete, and things like bringing the Great Ape in and taking it away are just like literal patches. Like those are little patches. There's so much of the game they can change just from a patch or a new mode. So, anywho, are you in agreement with me? Do you think we launch a 20? Do you think we get 20 characters?
I would say so. I hope so.
I mean, the more characters, the better.
Not have that,
dude. This is getting to see the roster like in front of me right now, like this. Am I crazy for saying this is a wonky ass roster? Like, am I that crazy?
I think it's a pretty decent roster. I mean, it's a little they just included some unique pulls, bro. That's all it is.
I think that's good. I guess it's just as a person that like. Can we peek behind? Can we? This is you are right. This is crazy to do a podcast over this, but I think it's interesting.
I was gonna say there might be one guy that this is literally like camera towards the audience. It's one guy like, yay, I like that. Yay, I also like Action Squadra.
Yeah, I mean this game did really well. I don't know if I took a screenshot of it, but it was like trending on PlayStation. It's free. Like that is the one thing it has going for it is it's free. There is. No, like there's literally no cost to get in, which we just talked about this in last week's podcast, which was Breakers should have been free. You could have actually got way more people in the door. The second that it costs nothing to get in the door on something, you at least will pique someone's interest. And then it's just keeping it and so forth. By the way, speaking of last week, speaking of other pieces of content, Dotto, we filmed one of the most unique pieces of bonus content probably ever.
Unique, is that how we're pitching
that's
this?
How, that's I mean, how it's a podcast, but also we play.
Oh, brother,
I got Donald to react to Days Gone. I played some Days Gone. We
played Days Gone. I watched.
Yes,
we saw a few hordes.
Yeah, we did. Anyways, you guys can check that out by becoming key members. Going to patreon.com/keymoments, or if you're out here on YouTube, you can click join on YouTube and watch it from here. A bit more of a convenience, but is a little bit cheaper if you go to Patreon. Either way, you get access to that bonus we're discussing. To check that one out, a very, very unique one, but tons of other bonus, like our reactions to Z Rewatch, reactions to Daima, other just bonus podcasts where we discuss all kinds of different things, and all of that available when you become a key member. Thank you guys for supporting us. It does obviously help and makes things like getting Dotto back out here IRL a real thing. With maybe other surprises. So, Dotto, I guess let's move to the actual, topic of the video, which is our, let's just go, let's not worry about predictions. I want to hear your list. We can go one by one. I have some honorable mentions. Do you have any honorable mentions, or did you go pure?
No, bro, I went five.
I fudged around, okay? My bad, man.
Camera turns towards the audience. Woohoo! One guy. Let's hear the honorable mentions.
All right. Well, once we get to five, then we can go back and forth. I guess I'll just name my honorable mentions.
Go ahead.
How about this? Rapid fire. We'll give each other a rating out of 10 how much we like the pick. How about that?
Okay. I'm not gonna do your honorable mentions though, bro. Those are just yours.
Oh fuck. You can have those. I really like one of them though, but I just didn't want to put it.
Just then move it around, bro. I don't care. I can't move it
because here's the deal, Dotto. He already has a character in the game.
What? All right, go ahead then, bro. Just
Metal Cooler.
Okay. I like that, but I'm not gonna give you a score because it's an honorable mention.
Ah, dude. Come on.
It's what it is, bro. I mean, it is what it is.
Damn.
I didn't think of that.
All right, Super Saiyan 4 Goku.
Okay, GT?
Yeah. Sorry, and I wasn't even thinking of Daima.
Okay.
And my last honorable mention, Super Saiyan 2 Teen Gohan.
Okay.
All right, I won't lie, Dotto. I went, like, meathead moments. I went fucking meathead moments, dog. I did not care. I there was no, like, I just went... with the five characters that I want to queue up as in this game. But I gave honorable mentions.
That's what I did.
I've yapped enough. What is your number five?
My number five... I won't move it around. My number five was Raditz. I want to stick up for Raditz. I think he's cool. I want to play as Raditz.
So that is the one
just
thing.
Just go ahead and drop the 10, bro. Just tell me it's a 10.
That is the one thing that we, like, we've not glazed enough when discussing this game is how beautiful this game is and how, like, very accurate to the manga this game is specifically. Like, they really have went for, like, manga accuracy when they, where they can. So Raditz would look cool as shit in this game. And just for the simple fact that you went, like, I also got some. My picks are basic bitch picks. Like, I can't even lie. Like, someone right now that has watched enough of our content could probably pick my five out. I might have one curveball. So I'll give you a 9. I think I think
heavy glaze.
And I'll say this too, Dotto. Yours might be the most likely. Like, that Raditz pick, unironically, just with, like, looking at this roster, I'm like, yeah, dude, these devs are going to make freaking Raditz. Like, that's just, like, Raditz fits in with this group so well. Like, I take that for how you will. Like, I just...
Okay, kind of messed up, bro. I don't know if
I
appreciate
that.
Wait,
you said you liked the roster, though, Dotto.
Well, yeah, but I said they got some unique choices, kind of like a unique fit.
As if Raditz is not unique. I will say Raditz is so... Raditz is such an interesting thing, because, like, how many other shows that you watch where, like, the brother of the literal main character is in five episodes and then is
he's not a very important character. Like, he's him being his brother only matters like a little. He didn't even have to be his brother, honestly.
All right, my number five is one that I think is a shoe-in and definitely is also a potential prediction for sure.
Okay,
but Cell.
Okay, I mean, I'll give you a 7.
Okay. Yeah,
not unique. You know, pretty cool. But I think he's pretty much locked in.
Yeah, I
now,
mean,
if you would have said first form Cell, man,
yeah, I'm definitely picturing like a perfect Cell when I say Cell. My bad. Yeah,
they got to do a larva Cell into perfect, like all the way up, like every four levels he goes up.
You know,
and you only get perfect Cell at the very end of a long game.
I wouldn't be surprised if they would do that, because them, like, what they showed us with this most recent network update or network test or whatever was that they'll do a lot of unique shit with these characters. So, like, Frieza literally has, like, two minions, which is nothing like any of the others, which, by the way, I don't know that I love it, but it was unique nonetheless.
I hated it, all things considered.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big... Like, that is very RTS, right? And I loved me some StarCraft 2 back in the day. I played hella
also,
StarCraft 2.
Also, like, we need Zarbon and Dodoria as possible characters. Maybe not Dodoria, but Zarbon, like, it just kind of pisses me off because I feel like it lowers Zarbon's potential.
This is true. But I do think a Zarbon at some point that can go Super Zarbon at level 7 is definitely a thing that they will probably do. I think a game like this, if it actually goes on and on and on and on, like we will hopefully get a character every month in this game, if not sometimes multiple characters in a month. That would be my hope, but I don't know. Like, I think a game like this, for it to survive, we have to be getting characters at least bare minimum once a month. We need a new character once a month, easy. Anyway, what's your number four?
Yamcha. I didn't throw a lot of your
gosh,
things on
never
here.
Never mind, dude. I don't even care about you got the most dominant list of all time.
This is the last, like, really, like, whatever ass character. But I wanted to at least say Yamcha because I think he'd be cool.
All right, dude.
Go ahead. Give me my 10.
I'm giving you a 7 for Yamcha.
Oh, getting harsh now.
Because I mean, the thing is like, him and Tien, like, really will look cool in this game and likely have really cool abilities, like a Wolfang Fist that's like a bit of a chase too. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, like, I won't lie. Or like hang on, let me ask you this. The aspect of Krillin where you have to control his shit, like, when you know you, like, send it away, do you like that?
I mean, I like it in theory. In game, there needs to be a way to just fucking snap out of when you miss and just, like,
dude,
get back into action.
Dude, how many times do you press space and you end up using your ult to try to, like, cancel out of one of those abilities? Do you ever do that?
I don't know if I do that because I just give in. Like, I just don't click anything. I'm just like, I'm fucked.
My brain thinks space will cancel the action. It'd get me out of the... tracked.
It's probably because your brain's thinking of, like, League camera lock on, like, you're trying to lock back to your character.
100%. That is what it is. 100% is what it is. And guess what? I use my ult and then I don't have it. So great. anywho, I was asking that because, like, with Yamcha, they could do, like, a tracking spirit ball it'd be a Zalt where you can like track it and like send it wherever you want to send it, basically. But that sounds like that might be maybe too much work. What do you think Yamcha would be? Do you think they make him technical support?
Damage dealer. Damage dealer, okay. I think.
Okay.
Get the deeps in there. Get the Wolfang Fist in there. Nothing too crazy.
Okay. My number four is possibly the thumbnail of this video, because I got it done because I wanted to see what he would look like in the Gekshin Squadron
you
style.
Drew this? This is why we're doing this? You got this commission?
Well, I already used this on one of my thumbnails on my channel, so might reuse it over on our...
I thought I got baited into a thumbnail trap.
Oh, no. But it's Super Saiyan God Goku. Yeah.
Okay, you have been begging for him for a while. I'd give that one a... I'll say 9, just because, you know.
Okay. Now, I will say, I don't think he's going to be here, because I don't think, maybe I'm crazy. Like, I see mini Goku as very different than, like, adult Goku. I don't know that we'll have repeats of characters until post-launch. So I actually don't think we get a DBS form of Goku or Vegeta in this game until post-launch.
I would agree with that.
I don't know. This just doesn't seem like a game that's going to repeat characters already. And mini Daima Goku is just very, very, very different from, like, yes, it's another Goku. Dude, it's kind of like the Legends community was giving me shit because I was like, I said they had unique picks for the anniversary. And I still stand by that. They're like, yeah, man, 2 Vegetas and 3 Gokus, real unique. But I'm like, Saiyan Saga for these gacha games is a very unique saga for gacha games specifically. Like, so a Goku from Saiyan Saga is so much different than MUI Goku. Wouldn't you not agree, Dotto?
Wait, say again, the first one? Saiyan Saga?
Saiyan Saga Goku is way more unique than UI Goku.
Way more. I would agree.
Okay.
Not that I would disagree with the people saying that it's Saiyan Saga is less inherently exciting, but yes, as a choice, I would be like, oh, bold. You went Saiyan Saga.
Yeah. All right, what's your number three?
Number three, this one, again, we're off the lame shit. Even though some people might think this guy's lame, but I think this is where my list starts to get also like more like, okay, like they're going to be in the game. But this one more of a late stage pick. I went with Jiren. Number three.
Let's go, dude.
Is that on your list?
I wanted to put him on my list and I didn't. I was like, I bet you Dotto's got me on that. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm coming through with Jiren.
Dude, honestly, I'm not trying to glaze too much, but that's my first real 10.
I mean, I appreciate that.
I think Jiren.
I feel like I'll get another 10 before this list is over.
Okay. No, from here up, like it's, well, one of them, you can predict one of my picks. Easy peasy. I say it. I mean, it's just like, it's a Dragon Ball game that I want that character in it. But, anyway, yeah, my picks are very, very basic. But yeah, Jiren's a 10. Jiren will look sick in this game and probably play like, I mean, he's a punching machine, but yeah, it'd be cool.
As opposed to a lot of the other punching machines exactly. In Dragon Ball.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
pretty
right.
Unique.
My number three, speaking of punching machines, actually, this guy likes to use his feet a little bit, too. DBS Broly.
Vegito? Oh.
Dang, I see it.
I just named the one guy with kicks.
My bad. I did lay that
DBS
up.
DBS Broly, I would like DBS Broly. You know what? I have a feeling your list is going to get very predictable from here, so I'm going to use my 10 for you on this one.
Damn.
Sorry, bro. I'm going to cut in front of your Majin Vegeta choice that's coming up.
Oh, somewhere. Shit.
Somewhere it's there.
Hang on.
Bro.
What do you think my two are?
Majin Vegeta is one of them. And then I would say, I don't know. I really, your next one is kind of out there. Like maybe you would have said a Janemba.
Okay.
But I don't know. But I'll go Majin Vegeta and Janemba. Those will be my official guesses.
Okay, I'm going to assume that your list is...
You will not guess a single character on my last two.
Okay.
Just because it's me. Not necessarily because of the character, but you wouldn't think I would say these.
Oh, shit. UI Goku.
Nope. No, I'll just say no right now.
Okay, and then I get one more.
Go ahead, yeah. I'll just say it right now. I'll admit it. I don't even care.
Oh, fuck. Hang on, which... Is it OG Z Super? Which one is it?
Both are Z.
Damn. Really? I was about to guess Beast Gohan.
Yeah, no. Didn't even think of Beast Gohan.
Well, there's literally no way you put Final Form Frieza.
No. Those are your guesses, though, bro. Now you got to ride it out.
Okay. All right. All right. What's your number two then?
My number two is Bardock. I just thought a Bardock that could go Super Saiyan would be pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
That is a good one.
Bardock with Super Saiyan. Damn. I know, bro.
I'm going to give you a 9 for that.
He'd look really sick in this art style. I think he would look cool. And by the way, not soy DBS Bardock. All right. Not lame Bardock. I want cool Bardock.
Z Bardock. All right.
Yeah, green shoulder, like tiny little shoulder Bardock.
I'm giving
maybe even ripped armor Bardock.
I'm giving you 9 for that. That's a good ass pick. That's way better than mine. Well, it's not. Mine is better, but like in uniqueness factor, yeah, Bardock didn't even come to mind. All right, well, my number two is Gogeta Blue.
Okay, there it is. I was wondering when you were gonna get pretty normal.
Yeah, dude, here's the thing, man. There's a reason he's so popular. He's just cool as shit, dude. You can tell I just rewatched some of this movie because I put DBS Broly and Gogeta Blue on here. But dude, oh my gosh, dude, he's so cool. Like, he's so cool. Like, it is just the coolest shit they've ever done in Dragon Ball. I'm sorry. It just is.
I do think he is the ultimate fusion now. Like, Vegito kind of fell off. Like, it used to be a battle, you know, but I feel like with Broly, Gogeta just got a heaping of of insane glaze. Like, it's not even fair no more.
In the arguments, I'll see, well, Vegito just needs a movie now, too. And I'm like, I mean, okay.
He's not going to get a movie, bro. Like, I'm sorry to say. Like, I don't think he's getting a movie. The thing is, like, Vegito, and I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about this. Vegito's kind of cucked because, what, do we bring him back again in the series? Like, for the third fucking time, Vegeta and Goku are going to be like, I don't want to fuse, but we kind of have to. Oh, my God. And then they fuse, and then it runs out. And, like, do we need a third Vegito? Like, I think the series is kind of past Vegito and Gogeta. But I think it's, like, done and dusted. I really do think it's over. Like, I don't think they're ever coming back. I think it's cooked, and Gogeta won the war. Maybe people would be pissed at that, but
I think unironically the literal only way we see them again, because I kind of see the angle you're going for there. Of course, we've talked about this multiple times. I've not read the two main DBS manga arcs, right? Because I was holding out that the anime would come back, and I need to go fucking read them, because obviously it's not. But so you have a bit more knowledge of everything that goes on. And obviously I know like most of the beats there, but anyways, would be SSJ 4 Gogeta. I think that's the only way you see it, because they do it as like a callback to,
as soon as that bug pouch fell out and actually was just gone for the rest of Daima, like Goku and Vegeta fusions are truly done.
I mean, yeah, but here's the thing though, Dotto, the fact that they already did the callback to Super Saiyan 4 Goku, what's the next callback they would do, Dotto?
If they do Daima Season 2, then I actually would believe that Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta would happen. But the thing is, like, I think of that as a third, like Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta and Blue Gogeta are two different characters.
Okay.
But also, that would even further cement Vegito as the ultimate loser, bro, because he would probably be in third place.
I mean, I think he kinda is.
Oh my gosh, this guy's hating.
I'm not. See, people see it as like, oh, he's a Vegito. I like Vegito just fine. I like Vegito a lot. He's really, I like Super Vegito a lot more than Vegito Blue, though. I will say that. But no, I think, like, for example, not to come back to Dokkan 2 weeks in a row, but like SSJ 4 Gogeta put Dokkan on the map in a way we've not seen in a long time. It was maintaining like top world rating number one in the like app store for like multiple days, which we've not seen on this game in like a hot minute. Like, I think SSJ 4 Gogeta is actually unironically more popular than Vegito Blue. Super Vegito, though, on the other hand, I do think is still technically the most popular character in Dragon Ball, period. Like, in terms of merchandise sales, and I don't know how to prove this, so maybe podcast moment, but in terms of actual total merch sales of any character in the entire franchise, Super Vegito is number one. Like, shirts, figures, all that shit, Vegito, Super Vegito specifically, is number one. So, and it could be because he's the one in the main series that people have watched, you know, for 30 years, and, like, he's cool as hell. He's way cooler than VB, to me. So, like, he might... He's either number two or three for me. GB's in the top for me. GB's just so cool. Goji the Blue is so cool. All right, what's your number one?
My number one... I'm not going to lie. I got a little crazy here.
Oh, shit.
I need you to hear me out, because this is a big ass. This is like a... I'm not going to lie. This is like a year three character. And so I'm going to need you to hear me out.
What the hell is I went to say?
And this is crazy for me,
but... It's a Z character.
I think this would be... Well, maybe even characters. I went with an Android 16 that when you get to the awakening point, turns into a Super Saiyan 2 Gohan tank unit. Now, is that a lot to ask for? Yes. But I think that would be pretty cool.
Thinking like of the fifth anniversary of this game, if it even makes it that far.
I think that would be pretty cool. Am I wrong for thinking that? I wanted to throw a wild last
that,
one.
That is really cool. I'll give you know what? Unique factor. You didn't give my GB a rating.
Oh, I'll go. Well, it's kind of scary that you're saying this before my rating, but I'll say 9. Smile.
I'll get honestly, for the fact that you went creative and you actually did a whole ass like card theory with it, I'll give it a 10 because I didn't do that shit with my characters at all.
I'll take it, bro. But it's because I was going to say Super Saiyan 2 Gohan because I want him in there, but that's kind of like, I don't know. I wanted to think bigger than that, bro. Like, I wanted something cool. Like, I want something unique. Like, I think from my list, and you probably actually, never mind. You can't tell this from my list. But one of my favorite parts of the game is the awakening, like, cutscene you get. So I really want to see some cool, like, versions of that. That is what I'm looking forward to with more characters the most.
Got it. Okay. My number one, you already know, so...
Yeah, Majin Vegeta.
Yeah, I'm basic bitch. I'm sorry. He'll look so good in this game, dude.
I'll give you an 8. I'll give you an 8 for staying true to yourself.
Damn, thank you, man. Hey, listen, you knew it had to be on the list. As far as the last three characters, though, what do we think? So we know number 17's mini Daimaku.
As far as I could rapid fire a 3 right now.
I think Cell really actually could be one of them.
Yeah, Kefla, Cell, Hit. There you go. Those are going to be the three. I leaked them for you.
I don't think they'll do Kefla because of Khalifla, but I could see Hit. So Cell, Hit.
Kale.
I don't think they'll do Kel either.
Broly.
Yes. All right. There you go. I like it. Click it and ship it. I love it.
I like how I just had it. Like, I was just going to spam characters until you agreed.
All right, Dotto. Real quick, flashbang alert, by the way. Let's go over to the 2025 list, and let's see.
Oh, brother, gaming is finished. Nobody cares no more, bro. Like, the games are done this year.
Let's see. Going from August through the rest of the year, which is not much, because I think once you get to, like, November.
A little bonus at the end of the podcast, guys. We're going to talk about some games. Actually been a pretty good year for games.
So, let's see. Let's just go through here and see if we have any interest. Disco Elysium, nah. Snufkin, stop me, actually.
Snufkin, Melody, and Moomin Valley. Yeah, I'll stop you when we get to anything. It's
Endless started. Legend 2. Fruit Bus. Gradius Origins. Hidden
that
Memories.
Might be some people's cup of teas.
Of the Gardens Between. The Royal Writ. Tiny Bookshop. Cat Quest 3. Ooh, I want to play Mafia the Old Country. I think the game actually looks really interesting.
I probably won't play that, but that's something.
That is definitely going to be... You remember I was having this whole discussion with you, Dotto, about like single player downtime?
Yeah, all right, bro.
That's my...
You are not playing that. No shot.
Abyssus. Echoes of the End. Fresh Tracks. Ra Ra Boom.
And they really got nothing on here.
Sinnoh's Saga Hellblade 2. I actually do really want to play this game, and I had never got around to it, and I would love to get a platinum trophy on it.
I think that game was supposedly ass.
World War ZVR. Dafromantic. Drag Drive, which is the wheelchair game for Switch.
Drag Drive, I think, is kind of crazy because I was thinking the other day after Donkey Kong, I was like, what is the next Switch 2 game? And I guess it would technically be that, but I'm not playing that shit, bro. I'm going to be honest. Like, there's no way.
Madden NFL 26, I will be getting that game. My kid has actually fallen in love with Madden, so I will actually
wait.
Unironically have that game.
Just in time for football season, bro. Like, he's going to finally get to choose a team.
Yep. Yep. Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War. He already has a team, by the way.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could already like.
He's gonna be on Twitter arguing with Detroit DT about freaking Josh Allen and the Bills, man. It's funny. Anyways, Bendy Lone Wolf, off. Sword of the Sea, All Systems Dance, Black Myth Wukong is finally getting an Xbox Series console release.
We will be avoiding
Voidbreaker, Disc Country. Or no, sorry, Disc County.
Oh wait, I see a couple coming up. Thank God. Yeah, sorry, yeah, guys. No.
We're getting there. Inazuma 11, Victory Road, Gears of
People
War.
People were trying to talk good about
Reloaded.
That. Yes, we are back. I played so much of the beta, bro. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'll definitely be on that game.
I think a lot of people won't like it because it is very old, but I will be there.
Helldivers 2's Xbox launches on the same day as Gears of War Reloaded. Why are they doing that?
My God, they can't make good decisions anymore.
That's really interesting. Anyways, Story of Seasons Grand Bazaar. Bazaar.
I had it right.
Kirby and the Forgotten Land getting its Switch 2 update, which I probably will actually play. Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater, I'm going to be all over. Matter of fact, as a squad game, we got to play the hide-and-seek mode on squad, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be playing that one. That one gaming is back. And then you got another gaming coming back here.
Super Robots Y. But I'm excited for Lost Soul Aside. Do you remember this game? This game looks really cool.
What was that?
It was developed by like not a very big team, and it's being published by PlayStation. I don't know why it says this here. I could have sworn it was like
last time you said this, it was Expedition 33, and you were right on that one. So maybe I'll shut my mouth.
Shinobi Art of Vengeance. Yeah. So I would say August for me I might check out Kirby, but for I would say the big ones are Metal Gear, Gears, and that Lost Soul Aside.
Don't forget about Shinobi. That's going to be pretty hype.
Wait.
Kind of just ignored it.
Where was it? Shinobi.
Shinobi Art of Vengeance.
Oh, this is that. Oh.
Yes, bro. This is Shinobi. I was playing a lot of Shinobi 3 recently, and I was like, wait, they're making a new one? This is going to be sick.
All right. Now coming in September, we got Hirogami. Hell is Us, dude. This game looks really cool. This game looked like it was going to be like a Souls-like, and then it's not.
Every time Nano clicks on a game to load its picture, it is the most, like, I don't even know how to describe the picture. It just looks like a fake video game poster that would be on a character's wall in a movie. Bro. Like,
all right.
None of these look real.
Jet Runner, Star Wars Outlaws, Void Crew. We had to talk about Outlaws, actually, I believe, in the bonus, so check that out. Void Crew, Daemon X Machina, Titanic Scion. The first one of these looked interesting, but
man, that's dropping on everything.
I didn't realize that was a Switch
Rest
exclusive.
In peace,
right?
Switch. Yeah, I thought that was a Switch 2 thing.
Everybody's Come got on. Hot Shots. I will be on that. Jotun Slayer, Hordes of Hell, 2K26. I will unironically probably get that at some point. Baby Steps. Ooh, Garfield Kart 2, Dotto. All You Can Drift.
I still stand by All You Can Drift is like one of the greatest sublines in gaming title history. It's so good. All You Can Drift is crazy.
That is pretty good. Borderlands 4, how you feeling on that one?
Skip.
I probably will play that too. Deep Rock Galactic Survivor. Frostpunk 2. Frostpunk 1 was fun. I don't know if you can tell, but I like City Sim type game. It's a city. It's like a City Sim. You're like trying to like build up this like cold environment.
Another one, bro. What are these fucking games?
That is funny. They do all look really, really,
Everyone
really.
Everyone you open up looks shit. Not real.
Anyway, Dying Light the Beast. I do actually want to play that. Toa and the Guardians of the Sacred Tree. I think this one looks pretty damn good too, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, he's opening it up, and
it does look different.
Okay, that one looks normal. That is the first normal one so far.
Creepy Redneck Dinosaur Mansion 1 re-raptored. Do you think we could see this on the Dotodoy YouTube channel? The puzzle
Probably
game.
Probably not.
I feel like this
Especially
is one of those
puzzle games.
Slime Rancher 2. Ooh, okay. Consume Me. Silent Hill F. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, dude. Let's go. Ulterior Resolarina.
Oh, are they trying to gas anything up at this point?
The Red Alchemist and White Guardian. Free Ride. Alien Rogue Incursion. Is this the VR game? It is. It is the VR game. Final Fantasy Tactics. Are you Final Fantasy Tactics guy?
I do like Final Fantasy Tactics. I don't know if I'll actually play it, but I think it's the coolest like RPG style of game. This game looks so ass. Nicktoons
and the Dice of Destiny.
It just visually looks like ass.
It does look pretty bad. All right, the pickings are getting slim now. Now we're into October. Ghost of Yote. This is a big one for me. I'm very excited about Ghost of Yote. Borderlands 4 getting a later launch, but still on Switch 2. That's actually kind of cool. Digimon Story, Time Stranger, Kingmakers, Painkiller, 2020. Wait, is that like a remake? Painkiller? It's coming... What? Huh. A Painkiller reboot.
Oh, it is a reboot.
Dreams of Another, Little Nightmares Enhanced Edition, Little Nightmares 3, which, by the way, if you were a Little Nightmares, had that is actually a new dev. It's a whole new developer developing that. If I'm not mistaken, it's the people that make like Until Dawn and those like the horror anthology games. Anyway.
Why don't we just stick to reading the games we actually care about, bro? What's Little Nightmares?
Pixel,
come on,
skip. Pixel Chunk Eden 2.
That actually is going to be pretty good.
Pokemon Legends Za, which I think we're both probably going to play. Keeper.
I mean, yeah, I've been looking forward to Pokemon.
Ooh, are you
game.
Ninja Gaiden 4?
I mean, going to be on Game Pass, so I will be there.
Dotto, hold the fucking phone. Jurassic World Evolution 3 on October 21st.
You can keep holding the phone.
I
don't want that phone. I don't want that phone. I never wanted that phone.
Anyway, Double Dragon Revive, Outer Worlds 2, Ark Raiders. I really want to play Ark Raiders. I actually really do want to play Ark Raiders. Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D Remake, Mina the Hollower, and Terminator 2D No Fate. I think we're almost done. It moves us to November with Karn, Anno 117, Pax Romana, Code Violet, and Constance. Damn, Dotto's not stopping me, man. He doesn't care. And then Toxic Crusaders.
All
in December.
These ones are crazy bad, bro.
Yeah, so there's a lot on the list that aren't like actually slated for dates, so I'm not even going to like read those because, well, first off, it's a lot of them, but secondly, there's a good chance that none of them even like it. Hollow Knight Silksong. Do we actually think that game's releasing this year? Like,
nope. Not gonna happen,
man. You were kind of quiet on the like. Is gaming really?
Gaming is kind of dead. I mean, there was some good ones, but like,
you're not
maybe
interested
like
in
three
in
a month.
Ark Raiders at all?
Nah, not really. I mean, I never tried. I mean, it might be one of those games where, you know, everybody that enjoys it will probably have it for like 7 months, and then maybe I'll jump in. If it's still like popping after that long, I'll check it out.
Man, I just know I'm gonna see a Dotto Doya go live notification. And you're trying that game out on day one.
You were going back through your like openings of the other game covers, and it was funny to me, like every game cover looked fake.
Dude, here's the thing, that game is really pretty, so I feel like to test out your, you know, your 5090, you know,
it might be. I like the cover art for this one, actually.
Yeah, it's I hate to beat a dead horse because it's been a year, but it's kind of like if Concord actually looked
damn, getting in a Concord joke at the end of the podcast. Feeling brave for that one.
Man, dude, speaking of the end of the podcast, Dotto, do you hear that?
It's ending right now? We're ending on a Concord joke? That's where we've sunk into?
Oh, no. Let's see what's going on, man. Anyways.
Oh, no. Now they're kicking us out the door. Yeah. No!